remembering, like, the sector and, like, where people live, because, like, I have a feeling like my comp's probably going to get transferred this next transfer, and I'm like, I need to, like, memorize the sector. So we walked around and stuff, and, like, he just helped me, like, really memorize, like, everything really good. But then, like, we just ended up, like, just, like, walking around, like, didn't really have any teaching lessons or anything. Like, we tried to, like, go meet with some people, but everybody was gone at work or just different things. So we didn't have any lessons. So it was kind of a bummer, but it wasn't that bad. So we just went back to the apartment. I talked with Sorensen again and other Smith. They're like my buddies. Talked to them a bunch. And so we're just like talking for a bit, and then after that, other Austin like wrote up like some paper, and like helped me like understand like how to pronounce like words in French and stuff. So it was super awesome. He's a stud. So yeah, so that like helped me a ton actually, cause like my accent's been like terrible, but like he's a wicked accent, so he's been like hooking me up, helping me out. So then Friday, just got up, got prepared for the day, woke up, like made some food for everybody and stuff, and then like planned for the day. After planning, we just went and visited Sir Cynthia, and then we went to the church for my comp to do his entretien de baptême for other Austin, and then I got to play the piano again for a little bit, so it was super cool. And so after that, then just went back to the apartment, I like bought a chicken for everyone, and we just ate that for dinner, and then, got talked on the phone with other Sorensen again. Come to realize I talked to him a lot this last week. It's kind of funny. But yeah, he's a total stud. We were just like talking about like, oh, this is just a bunch of random crap. He's a stud, he's like my best bud. And what's super awesome is, like, he's going to UA Idaho after. It's, like, we're totally in a room together, like, everything. It's super awesome. And he's only, like, a month behind me, so, like, we'll be, like, right there together. It'll be awesome. I'm stoked. So that was Friday. Saturday, we had the baptismal service in the morning for Elder Austin and his comp. And then after that, we went and had, like, some meeting with our ward mission leader, because he like wanted to have a meeting with us. It was kind of weird, but we like went there and just talked to them and stuff, and he's just like, it was almost like he's like trying to like motivate us to like work with members, but we're like, yeah dude, like we kind of know what we're doing. It's kind of funny because he's like, he's a returned missionary, so he's just like crazy. I don't know, he cracks me up. He's a funny dude. And then we went so then we like went back to that one family where it's like a part of our family. Their name is Family Bai. And so we taught their daughter Tiffany, and like she like actually was like super interested in our message, so it was really cool. Like she will progress really well, I'm pretty sure, so it'd be cool. And like if she progresses, and like maybe we can get their mom to progress and like get them married, and then hopefully get that dude back in the church. So that's like our plan with them, so it's super cool. And Sunday was kind of a bummer because it rained like a ton. It's crazy. So like just kind of screwed everything up because like we had a bunch of people lined up to come to church, but then they didn't come to church because of the rain. I was like, come on, man. But it was really cool at church. I came to realize that like there's a lot of English speakers in my ward. Like, it's super cool. Like from Ghana and Nigeria, so it was really cool. I was just like talking with them a bunch. I'm like, what the heck, you guys speak English? Like, how did I not know this? And so then like we set up family home evening with this Nigerian dude. He's like a total stud for Augustine. So we're gonna go him to actually, no, I guess it's today. I'm just like reading my journal. So it'll be super cool. And then we went and had churches, normal and stuff. And also, like, yesterday, Elder Sorensen and his comp, like, came to our ward and stuff. Because I guess, like, he's been sick. So, like, they came from their village and they've been staying with the assistants. So you guys say his lymph nodes are like way swollen. Like it's, I don't know what's going on with them. I feel bad for the dude. But it's super awesome. We just gotta like chill and talk. So it's awesome. I love that dude. So then we're just talking stuff, and then we had church. After church, like, it was just kind of normal. We only had one investigator that came just because of the rain. So that was like basically it for church. And then after church, we were like talking to like some returned missionary dude that I guess served in the same ward as my companion. So it was really cool. So we were just like talking with him. He was a really funny dude. And then once we, and that was like basically it. Then we went back to the apartment. And after that, we were just like playing Uno together and stuff. It was way fun. It was like super weird. I just realized like my comp is literally Ben. Like it's so weird. Like after like playing like a game with him, like it was literally like I was playing with my brothers. Like it was so weird. Like my comp was Ben, and then other Austin was like Justin, and the other imposter was like Zach. Like it was so weird. But it's super awesome too. I was like, yeah, this is sick. Playing with my bros. So it's super cool. Yeah, like that was super awesome. So that's like basically, yeah, that was like basically it for my week. Pretty good week. Pretty solid. Teaching a lot more. People are progressing a lot more. So it's sweet. It'll be fun to see how everything goes down with the sector. Love you guys tons. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week.
Love you.
Yeah, love you guys. Love you guys.